Has there ever been a time in your life when you were confused, didn't know what to do, or which way to go? If you're a person who has lived very long on this planet, no doubt your answer to that question is yes. In fact, you may be facing that situation as you listen to this podcast. What do we need in times like that? What we need is someone to give us an accurate perspective of our situation and then a good plan of action. In other words, we need counsel. Our God has never been confused or needed anyone to give him counsel. And that's what we want to think about in this installment of Meditations in Music. I am Aaron Turner, and I want to thank you for taking the time to listen today. Isaiah 40, verses 13 and 14 read, "Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord? Or who, being his counselor, hath taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed him the way of understanding?" Of course, the answer to these questions is no one. God has never learned anything, much less had another being teach him. He's never needed anyone to give him direction or counsel. Paul expressed this truth in Romans 11, verses 34 through 36. "For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor, or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen." When you see the word Lord in your Old Testament, and it's all caps, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, that is most often a translation of God's name, his eternal name, Yahweh, which means the eternal one, the self-existent one. God is the self-existent one who needs nothing or no one because, as Paul said, "For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen." He is the source and creator of all beings, which means he would not need to look to anything that he created for counsel or an accurate perspective on reality. God wisely runs the universe without any input needed from human beings. His judgment is meted out according to his wisdom. What he allows and what he does may not make sense to us, but he is operating from an entirely different perspective than even the wisest of men. He is the king who needs no advisors. Everything that he wants to do is wise and best, and he's able to do all that he wants to do. What a glorious being! What are some practical implications of this reality? What should we do in light of this glorious truth? Though there are many, let me just remind you of four. Number one, this should cause us to bow to him in our hearts in reverence and worship. We should be amazed and in awe of such a glorious being like our God. Number two, it should bring us peace, knowing that someone who is all competent is running the universe and he knows what he's doing. Number three, prayer must not degenerate into directing God and counseling him on what he needs to do. It is our making requests known to him and trusting him to do what is best. Number four, though he needs no one to instruct him, he is willing to instruct us and guide us out of our confusion and give us the direction that we need. Two precious promises in the Word of God bear this out. James chapter 1, verse 5 says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." And then Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." It is wonderful to realize that we can depend on a God who is depending on no one. Are you facing chaos and confusion in your life? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Thank you so much for listening. If you'd like more information about Meditations and Music, please visit our website at meditationsandmusic.com. And while you're there, consider reaching out and letting us know that you're listening. Until next time, may the all-wise God be your counselor.